This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. South Africa has launched a case at the United Nations top court accusing Israel of genocide against Palestinians in Gaza and asking the court to order Israel to halt its attacks. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
South Africa's submission to the International Court of Justice alleges that acts and omissions by Israel are genocidal in character, with the intent to destroy Palestinians in Gaza as part of the broader Palestinian national, racial, and ethnic group. South Africa has been a fierce critic of Israel's military campaign in Gaza and has compared Israel's policies regarding Palestinians in Gaza and the West Bank with South Africa's past apartheid regime of racial segregation. Israel rejects such allegations and says the latest is disgusting. I'm Norman Hall.
Google has agreed to settle a $5 billion privacy lawsuit alleging it spied on people who use the, quote, incognito mode in its Chrome browser, along with similar private modes in other browsers, to track their internet use. The lawsuit filed in 2020 says Google misled users into believing that it wouldn't track their internet activities while incognito. The settlement was reached Thursday. It must still be approved by a federal judge. Terms weren't disclosed, but the suit originally sought $5 billion on behalf of users. Google did not immediately respond to requests for comment. Argentina has formally announced it won't join the BRICS bloc of developing economies. Friday's announcement is just the latest in a dramatic shift in economic policy triggered by Argentina's new far-right president, Javier Milei. The move comes as the South American country has been left reeling by deepening economic crisis, making many eager for change. Milei has also disparaged countries run, quote, by communism, and said he would not maintain diplomatic relations with them despite growing investment from China. For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. This is VOA News. The Vatican may have declared that clerics can administer blessings to same-sex couples, but in Nigeria, where same-sex relationships are criminalized, gay Catholics say it will take time before they are accepted. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
Bishops from several African countries, including Nigeria, said they will not bless same-sex couples. They argue the change can be interpreted as optional. Pope Francis, who approved the declaration, has hit back against criticism and what he called inflexible ideological positions that hinder the church from moving forward. Father Patrick Elumanku is director of communications for the Catholic Archdiocese of Nigeria's capital, Abuja. He says the Vatican declaration was unsettling for many followers, but should be viewed as a move towards inclusiveness.
They are also children of God. The judgment, finally, of what a person is depends on God in the very end. I think that's what the Pope said, who am I to judge?
Elumanku also denied that this was an incremental step towards eventually accepting same-sex unions in church.
David Doyle from Reuters. Lawyers for former President Donald Trump say he may testify at a mid-January trial set to decide how much he owes a columnist for defaming her after she said he sexually abused her 3 decades ago in a Manhattan department store. The lawyers filed papers in Manhattan federal court late Thursday to request that Trump's October 2022 deposition transcript in the case not be shown to the jury because Trump has been named as a witness likely to testify at the trial. The columnist, 80-year-old E. Jean Carroll, is planning to testify as well as at the trial, scheduled to start January 16th. Ohio's governor has vetoed a ban on gender-affirming care. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
Ohio Republican Governor Mike DeWine has vetoed a measure that would have banned gender-affirming care for minors and transgender athletes' participation in girls' and women's sports. The measure passed the legislature earlier this month with only Republican support. GOP lawmakers hold enough seats to override DeWine's veto, but it's not known if or when they will do so. DeWine's veto departs from a nationwide trend toward passing such laws. Since 2021, more than 20 states have enacted laws restricting or banning such treatments. I'm Mike Hempen.
Mexico's president is trying to end the woes of patients throughout the country who are often told they need a specific medicine, but the hospital in question doesn't have it. President Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador's solution was to outfit a big warehouse on the outskirts of Mexico City to centralize a supply of what he claims will hold, quote, all the medications, all of them. He inaugurated the huge facility on Friday. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.